welcome to the LRQA Business Assurance podcast series. This episode features an interview with Robert Dupuy, the head of sales and training for LRQA America. In this interview, Robert shares his thoughts on some of the issues North American clients are facing in the current economic downturn. Here, Robert gives us a definition of management systems that has relevance for organizations during difficult times.
What is management systems? Well, management systems is any sort of an organizational process that exists when you get more than one person together. If you look up management systems in any business dictionary, it would tell you is that a management system is characterized by points of control, clear lines of responsibility, communication. So these are all things that exist in any sort of a human organization, and in business we just happen to call them management systems. And those can be good or bad. You may know you have one or not, but it doesn't mean it's not there. So the idea is that we want robust and mature management systems which will actually help the growth and success of that business. And notice I haven't started talking about the economy or anything like that. Is that the focus is that we want to build robust and mature management systems that will function either in good times or in bad. But what happens is in the bad times is the economy or competitive situations really act as a magnifying glass on the weaknesses in your management system. And the tendency is for management to look at those situations under the magnifying glass is something that they should uniquely respond to, when in fact it really is an indication of a weakness in the management system.
Robert went on to talk about the characteristics of an effective management system.
What are the characteristics of a good management system? And I think a better understanding on our part, on LRQA, is essential in understanding what a good management system is and articulate that back to our customers, because I think it gives us the foundation to be able to talk about things like themed assessments, how to reduce your risk, how to focus in on all of these things that, you know, like cost cutting and efficiency. If you could think about things as modules that you would plug on to an effective management system. Used to be that a supply chain only existed within a company. Now the supply chain exists everywhere, and in ways that you can't immediately identify. Is usually after you get out two or three suppliers, you kind of lose track of things. Well, a robust management system can take all these things into account. So back to my earlier point, how do we come up with that common model? Is it's built in four layers, and the first layer is the asset layer. And the asset layer can be anything that you would consider to be an asset. It could be your computers, it could be your people, it could be the ships, your factories, whatever is considered an asset. The tool, the second layer, the tools are what you use to manage those assets. And that can be tricky to define. For example, if you're in the services industry, what would be your asset, what would be your tools? Tools might be the organization structure that supports those assets. So within LRQA, it might be the client services organization that manages our assessors. You move one layer up to that, to the process layer. Processes are how you implement those tools to manage your assets. And that's the layer that we really play in as a provider to our clients, is that we're certifying their management systems. We're helping them improve or fix their processes within their management system. And then finally is the reporting layer. And the reporting layer just basically tells you what you're getting out of this management system. So as assessors and business development and salespeople, is we want to be able to look at this four-layered model and understand that all these layers need to work together, and that a problem doesn't exist within isolation in any one of these four layers.
Here, he talked about how our work helps provide clients with a competitive advantage.
Now you would think, great, got it all figured out. But that just gets us the ticket to the party. I think this is where now we can start to differentiate LRQA from our competitors, is that we go beyond simple management systems. We go beyond interpretation of the standard. So now we've just got a ticket to the party. We understand what the model is. We understand the assessment process, where how to identify weaknesses in the management system. But we go beyond that. And this ties back to my earlier point on Era 3 selling and how do we do that, all right? So within the management system, what we need to be able to do is within any one of those four layers, as we identify a problem, we want to be able to take that problem, that technical problem, and articulate it in a way that resonates at the business level and at the boardroom level within our clients' companies. We need to help the quality managers, the environmental managers, be able to understand how the problems they're experiencing and within their area impact the organization at a higher level. So what we need to be able to do is to tie these issues into what the business initiatives are of our clients, what their goals are, and then how those problems can tie into four key areas: reducing risk, managing costs, aligning investment, and improving customer service. Virtually, well, I would say 100% of every single issue that a client could conceivably come up with would fit within one of these four buckets. And that makes it very, very easy with the model that I've just described to understand how supply chain problems would impact the organization, how it would tie to business initiatives.
So Robert, what are the tangible and intangible benefits of having your management system certified? Where can it add value?
As I'm talking with clients, I'm always focused on helping them understand the true scope of their problem. And I fundamentally believe that an efficient and robust management system is the answer to every problem an organization faces. So let's look at some of the key problems that face typical clients, and that is they're looking at ways of reducing risk in their organization. They want to control costs. They're looking at ways of aligning their investments, and that's a very popular theme in today's economy, and ways of improving customer service. So if we look at these four areas, is that these are all key differentiators that companies can use to help them get through this difficult economy. So superior customer service, making efficient use of their current resources, controlling costs. If you really, in fact, want to make sure that your management system is delivering in those areas, third-party certification is the answer.
A lot of organizations are tightening their budgets, large organizations during the downturn, and they're basically asking the question, what is my management system doing for me beyond the certificate on the wall?
That's a very good question, because management systems in of themselves are simply a reflection of the efficiency of the organization. So that's just a ticket to the party. Now, to go beyond that, is first of all, when I hear the question is what's the added value, is I have to ask, well, what is the problem? I mean, what is the problem that you're trying to solve? Because, I mean, to simply say, well, where is the value is as well, is it, are you looking at reducing costs? Are you looking at aligning investments within your organization, improving service? The answer to that question, well, now I can come back and I can offer you assistance in those areas. We can do things like gap analysis, themed assessments, to help you look at those areas more specifically. All right. Now, we would not be able to do that unless we knew that you had a robust and efficient management system in place. But understand that that is really just the engine. You know, that's the powerful Ferrari engine that we're going to put in the car. And once we get in that car, well, you got to tell us where you want to go. And so themed assessments, gap analysis, and those four areas I mentioned are, I think, the ways that we can help you understand how to get value.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of the LRQA podcast series. We welcome your input and feedback on this podcast or any other relevant topic at www.businessassurance.com.